I'm Milo. I am so excited to do this show, School Pictures, at Playwrights Horizons, November 2023. It's a solo show full of songs that I wrote. When I was in middle school, I had hair past my shoulders, which I didn't wash. I was very gross. I wore huge t-shirts. All of my jeans had holes in the knees. I was like a total mess. We had to do a project about Mars, like designing a house on Mars. And basically my dad did the whole thing. He like made this silver cube. I got a B. In the 1 hour, a tutor spends with a kid while mom and dad watch TV or work late or get drunk or get divorced or eavesdrop in the next room while paying an almost offensive amount for this tutoring service or paying a scholarship rate they counted pennies to afford in a desperate attempt to buy something that cannot be bought, nursing the impossible hope that you, the tutor, an imposter, a fraud, a playwright, will in 1 short hour magically produce an A where previously there had been D's, securing their family's social and economic future, even while your own future looks increasingly dubious, a fact you struggle to conceal from your clients, and indeed you sense you may be fired if you fail to produce the coveted grade in the time allotted, should you just write the essay for them. And while meanwhile the teenager in question can't focus because they're busy wrestling privately, but obviously with their unspeakable depression, their friendlessness, their anorexia, their language barrier, their crush, their dysmorphia, their climate grief, their video game addiction, Zoom, their housing insecurity, their chronic illness, their underperforming TikTok, their dad, their crumbling school, their cutthroat school, their hair, their shame, and you are not a therapist, and you are not prepared for this, and you want to help, but you don't know how, plus you have boundaries, but you don't have great boundaries. And while their teacher, their overworked, underpaid, thankless teacher, or their bitter, jaded, evil teacher, an offstage but ever-present character, has once again assigned either some asinine but mandatory busy work, conjugate 100 verbs, simplify 100 equations, kill yourself, or some optimistic but overwhelming essay, in your own words, what is Virginia Woolf trying to say? Discuss the causes and consequences of the Civil War? Write a poem about anything? In that space, in those charged 60 minutes, which precious few children even get to have, to my mind, rests the life or death of the humanities, our ability or inability to genuinely connect with each other across circumstances and within the gig economy, our hope or despair about younger generations in the future, the utility or fruitlessness of education, education as enrichment, entitled precious, versus education as stepping stone, reductive, depressing, the remote plausibility or total myth of class mobility and meritocracy, family as corporation versus family as hug, the unsolvable mystery of love, love which you cannot help but feel for even the most awkward or most obnoxious or most eerily perfect child, and the possibility or impossibility of capital M meaning. I am not exaggerating. It's like, does anything matter? Are all the writers of history mere stepping stones on some privileged teenager's unexamined ladder towards a salary? Are all the writers of history too impractical and arcane for a precarious teenager to sincerely engage with? Or does some real transformation occur when we confront a text? What is it?